You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Back here for the Week 8 edition of the Mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks, as always, for joining me. And let's get started with a question from at diehard NFL fan via Twitter. Great win this weekend, but it went unnoticed that we still couldn't stop the run. Do we have an answer to this problem? Well, I wouldn't say it went unnoticed. It was a big discussion topic during the game, and I think it was a big discussion topic in defensive meetings over the course of the week. But if you really take a look at the Broncos and what they've done against the run, they've been susceptible to big runs, but not a lot of the 7, 8, 9 yard gashes that are really damaging to a run defense. And another thing to consider is that the runs that they gave up against the Texans, the two biggest runs, which were actually their two biggest plays, were both on draw plays. That's something that can easily be fixed. If you look at a couple of those runs, Shane Ray is playing outside linebacker. He gets caught behind the play because he's going too much on the pass rush rather than the run, and then it goes right by him, and you see the player taking off. So I think with a little bit of teaching and just Shane Ray getting better at reading a play before it happens, I think that can be corrected. As for, just the runs in general, Broncos, they've done pretty well. Again, it's the big runs that have caused them problems. If they can find a way to make sure that those become, say, 10-yard runs, if you can get the safety over to cut off, say, Melvin Gordon or Jeremy Hill and prevent a 10-yard run from becoming a 40-yard run, then I think you're going to solve the problems of the run defense. Second question from Jeff Jackson, asking, with such a large number of targets and receptions going to DT and Emmanuel, do you think the ball needs to be spread around more to continue to be successful? No, I don't necessarily think that. When you've got a couple of receivers that productive and that effective, I think the notion of spreading the ball around more and making sure that another guy has, say, 50 or 60 receptions is a little bit overrated. If you've got two reliable targets who are getting the job done, you don't necessarily need to spread the ball around. What I think the Broncos want to see more of, though, is getting the tight ends involved. Zero targets for the tight ends against the Texans on Monday night. That's something that's a concern. The Broncos have the second least productive group of tight ends in terms of receiving yardage so far this season. Only the Jets have gotten a lower percentage of their receiving yardage from tight ends. So that's, I think, why the Broncos trade for A.J. Derby from the Patriots this week. Don't know if he's going to play against the Chargers on Sunday, but they're getting him ready, and he could give the offense and the tight end position an element as a receiving throw on the inside the Broncos haven't had. So that's where I think you could see more targets go, but I don't think necessarily need balance among the wide receivers. Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders, just keep feeding them the ball. And if you've got the run game going, and you've got that sets up the play action, that gets Emmanuel and DT in one-on-one coverage, and that'll help things out. Thanks for the questions. If you want it on next week's mailbag, you know what to do. Go to DenverBroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or find me on Twitter. I'm @MaceDenver. Please use the hashtag AskMace. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.